When and where were you born?
Born in the country out here in Edwards County, December 10th, 1920.
What brought your family to the area where you lived when you grew up?
Man, I was on the farm for 20 years, first 20 years, and from different places. I was in camps, army, and everything else. So.
What did your parents do for a living?
Farm.
Can you tell me about what life was like growing up?
Well, we get up about 5 o'clock in the morning, go out and milk cows, and feed the hogs, chickens, and everything. Then if there's any farm work to do, we went ahead and done that.
Can you describe who lived with you?
Well, it was my dad. He was born here in Kinsley. My mother, she came from Missouri. They had 9 boys. And the next thing, I'm a little hard to do.
What kind of chores did you have?
Oh, milking cows, getting out on the tractor and farming, feeding the chickens, getting eggs, everything.
What was a typical day like in your household?
I'd get up 5 o'clock in the morning and go out and do chores and come and eat breakfast and then do what was.
Where did you go to school at?
I just went to 8th grade, country school. I didn't go to high school.
How did you go to school?
Walked or rode a horse.
How far was the school away?
A mile and a half.
What kind of things did you do for fun?
Oh, played baseball, bat the mitten around with tin cans or something like that. Ride horses on the weekends, take trips on horses.
What is the first thing you remember about the Dust Bowl?
Big old cloud coming up in the west. About 8 o'clock in the morning, and came up. My mom, she wet clothes and stuff. Covered the windows with wet cloths, and it hit at 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning. And you couldn't see nothing. Chickens even went to roost. It got so dark. Then that night, wind came up, blowed some plaster off the upstairs bedroom. My brother was laying there asleep, like the wind. His eyes were covered with plaster. He learned how to plaster then.
What were the conditions like where you lived?
Oh, I don't know. You just get up and do what you wanted to after you got the chores done.
But with the Dust Bowl?
Oh, with the Dust Bowl. I just hung around the place and done what you could see. So it lasted sometimes 2 or 3 days.
Was your house pretty tight, or did the dust come in?
It was pretty tight, all the windows. It come in around the windows, sills.
Well, what were the dust storms like?
Yeah, you like going to bed. Couldn't see much. Just dusty. You just couldn't do hardly anything.
What do people think were causing the dust storms?
Dry weather. And no rains or anything. No snow. We'd get a blizzard and that'd be about all the moisture we get. Seemed like the best man.
Do you remember what you would do when a storm came through?
Just gather around and see what was going to happen. And whenever it hit, you had to head for a cover somewhere or have something you could do in the dark. But as a rule, all lot of times I'd be out farming, listening, trying to keep stuff from blowing, and blister on behind the tractor. UPS, which was a straight way to go through the field, get the fence, you turn around and come back, and keep that up all day to try to keep crisscrossing and keep the dust from blowing.
What challenges did the Dust Bowl pose on your family?
I don't know. It's just hard to say. They just worked what we could do. It wasn't hard, much you could do.
How did they cope with these challenges?
Just work at them. I don't know.
Did you have electricity?
No, we didn't have no electricity. But in the mornings, you just kind of aim where you thought that corral fence, right? And you'd go out there and follow that around. And the cows would generally be at the door to get in. So. And go in the milk. Come back in and separate milk. At one time there, we sold milk to milk factory at Flounder. They'd come get maybe 10-gallon cans. They'd pick them up, pick the larder, and make cheese and stuff. Then they'd bring back the whey and stuff out of the milk to us for the pigs and stuff. And we could buy cheese all from them and everything else at that time.
You didn't have electricity. What did you use for your light?
A ladder, lamp in the house, out the barn. We didn't use nothing out the barn. Daddy never would let us use anything that any fire could out there. But
well, it's been pretty dark at 5 in the morning.
Anyway, we built a field.
What health conditions did people have because of the weather?
They tried to keep them clean, but you just keep sweeping and mopping. And you hardly ever could open a window to get air in. So you just have to breathe what came through the cracks, I guess. So, I don't know. It was rough back then.
Did anybody you know move during the Dust Bowl?
Not right around our place. Out there where we lived, he was generally a neighbor within a half a mile of us, just all around. If anything went wrong, we could always call a neighbor. We did have telephones back then.
And can you please describe to me, what was the Black Sunday like?
It was just another day to us out there on the farm. Sat around and couldn't do much in the house. Glad and lamp didn't put out much light. Not much more than that. Anywhere did. Just had a mantle on got that big around and chimney from that. And it was better than kerosene light, but that's about all.
What, if anything, do you remember about government programs at that time?
Well, I came out and give the farmers so much to leave a piece of land out, pay them so much to leave it set on, and I think they paid them so much in acres to just keep from planting it and everything like that. I don't think they paid me anything outside of that. I went to the soil conservation program, they called it that time. It was just like going in the army. You go in there and they're building a dam down in Clark County. I helped build that dam down there and start out on a rock quarry. Rock. Like a little rock, kind of big rocks. then you might get up where you can drive a truck or something in the hall, walk back and forth in dirt. And I stayed there for 18 months, and there's no news, so I got out. So we finished, they finished the dam, it's finished, left. But they was moving to Arkansas or something, so I got out. Back to working where I could get a job with.
How much did you get paid?
$30 a month. You had to send, I think it was 25 of it home or something like that. 30 folks. You kept the other $5 to pay for you.
Where did you live when you were down there?
We had barracks. There's about 30 people on that in barracks. Lined up beds on each side, just like the army. And sergeants and corporals and everything like that too, and lieutenant and a commander. And you had a call to call out every morning to roll the ball and make sure you were there. And it was interesting. Kept you busy. I stayed there for 18 months. Then came home. Some farmer hired me about 4 years. And well, then Army's after me.
What was your day like? What time did you get up and your food and what was that sort of thing like?
Well, it was just like the Army. You got up with a beautiful fall and you'd have to fall out and can't see everybody was there. And you'd march down to the kitchen and everybody ate the same. Well, we had two different companies. Each one of them had a different mess call. I had to go down those mess calls. And that fed good. So.
How old were you when you were in the CCC?
17. You're supposed to be 18, but my mom signed a paper for me to go.
What year did you go to work for the CCC?
1935. Got out in 38. It was interesting to go in there, a bunch of guys. Every Saturday night, I got up where I was driving the truck, hauling people back and forth to town. We'd go in every Saturday night to go to Dodge or Sermon or Ashton. The pictures he'll show down there and the lawn dance or stuff like that, Dodge City. And it kept you on the road, kind of. But there wasn't too many drop out. Once you got in there, you had a hard time getting out. You got a dishonorable discharge or something.
Was it worth the pay?
Yeah, it was worth it. I kept you busy and something to do rather than just sit around. Like these other days, you just on the court one day, on about a day or two after a dust bowl, to do some work on a farm. And anyhow, I forgot to fill my thermos bottle up. I stopped at a windmill and then. And I walked up to the pump. There's a little pond down below it. And there was at least 100 jackrabbits down there. And as soon as I reached for that water spigot, the thing started jumping on me all over. And I didn't even get my drinking water there. I went to another place. I was afraid they'd go bite my bare skin or something. But we had fun and everything like that too.
Were there dust storms down at the camp while you were working there?
No.
Were you a little later?
It wasn't. Must have been earlier, almost on there. But I don't remember the dirt blowing down there like it was, but It was kind of different country. That was all pasture land down there. And we didn't bother as much there as we did. But
please reflect on how what happened during this time influenced you in later years.
It taught me how to work anyhow. And I had to keep busy to keep out of trouble. That's one thing. It'll keep you out of trouble if you keep working. Or then, I've generally had a job. A lot of times it was herding cattle out in pasture where they, or a field where there's some weeds or something. Herding the cattle for $1 a day on horseback. Maybe half section or so. Maybe 50 or 60 head of cattle. What's that? You could always find something to do.
During the 30s, did you have enough to eat?
Yeah.
What did you eat? What were your...
We always had chickens and stuff and pigs in the fall. We always butcher about 6 hogs. And I knew a guy lived, neighbor lived north of that West Bell, big fat guy, and he always loved to eat pig ears, and he'd always come up and help us butcher for the ears and the pigs. And we'd butcher about 6 of them and hang them up and drive away the grain and then put it out every night. I'd stay and get them down and cut them into pieces and hams and shoulders and ribs and everything. And cure the hams, take them down and hang them in the granary. Didn't learn. Summertime, get a ham, mom, she'd always go down and get a shoulder or ham out of the granary and bake it. This Jenny pretty solid. But it kept me eating them.
How did you feed those animals during the Dust Bowl days?
Well, corn. Oh, we raised a little corn, mild, just enough to keep them feeding. Maybe old corn shellers to turn the ham, get the roasted meat in there, shell it up. That doesn't even work.
What would you like to tell me about the Dust Bowl that we haven't already asked?
Most of the time I'm either out on the tractor or doing the farm work or cleaning out the barn or something. That's all.
Did your parents ever tell you stories when you were young?
Not much. My dad, he was a raised rat there on the farm. And we had a barn. It was 100 foot long and about 30 foot wide. And his dad was alive there and lived on one place. He raised sheep, my dad raised cattle. And he had that place with sheep, a 100 foot barn. I knew they'd get shearing sheep, yes, man. I sheared later on. But
what is the first thing you remember about the Depression?
Herbert Hoover. Things are getting tough then. You couldn't get hard to sell any wheat or anything. When you did raise it, it would be about 20 cents a bushel or something like that. And you couldn't hire anyone to help you because you couldn't pay them nothing. So we had to haul about 10 miles down there. But anyhow, the hardest hands come out of it again. Office. Some of them stay over just for a few meals. That's how tough it was at that time. It's getting tough to eat.
What were the economic conditions like where you lived?
It wasn't rich. but they got by pretty good out there. It's just everyone would help each other. Didn't have anything to do. Neighbor would help neighbor. Some of them had it, some of them didn't. So.
What challenges did the depression pose for your family?
Just keep plucking. I know when I went service in 40, my dad, he was just about to lose everything. All of them came out with some kind of thing, program, and helped out. And by the time I got out, he was doing pretty good then, and had everything paid for. So, we came out all right.
What particular things do you do to make do?
I cut hair most of my life. That was, I started in 1938 and I was cutting hair, and I went for 50 some years cutting hair and working in the hospital. I spent the weekends in rest homes and hospitals. I nearly did the whole weekend to myself, hardly, but I cut hair night and day. And three other barbers, but none of them go to the hospital. I work on a few months. I think every Sunday, I went to the hospital or rest home on the tube.
So you said you were a barber for what, 55 years?
I probably cut some of your dad's hair.
Were things worse in towns and cities during the Depression?
Yeah, I don't think we're in a lot of them. Back on the farm and stuff, you raised most of the stuff you ate there, or you could. And in the city, you had to work in the grounds for it somehow or other, get a job. Jobs are hard to find, like feeling. Not all.
When you were younger, what did you understand about the Depression?
Well, you just had to learn about watching what happened. But it's just a lack of money for most of us, and crops weren't doing any good. It's dry. Everything dry up. The weather, it was hot back then. It'd get up 110 fog days. I know I got on track a lot of days. It was up 110. We didn't have masks.
Yeah, we've got some more time, so I'm just going to talk to Mr. Jensen here. Back at the beginning, you told us you had nine brothers.
Eight brothers.
What was it like living?
I don't know how come. I always got the run of the blow when it comes to work, and I was always out doing something. After I got up 12 years old, whenever the tractor going, I was one of them. And the rest of them, they'd get jobs around and everything. And I'd be home and I'd have to do all the farm work. But
so they left home and you were left at home.
They'd work out somewhere. Come home to the bank. So. And they started burning off and all went to the band or nothing. My youngest brother, he was in the Navy. He's in submarine. He had a lot of close calls. He's there. That trash can that come down, scraping along the side of the U boat. Yeah, some bad stories to tell. But he made it out. Cancer finally got him.
Was he in the Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about your service?
Well,
Were you enlisted or were you drafted?
I was drafted. And then, I've been married about a year. Drafted. And I served camps around Texas, Louisiana, then went overseas, and landed up in Scotland, then went over to England, outside working on vehicles, putting cosmoline and stuff on, different from getting wet, going across. And anyhow, at the time it got where I couldn't walk the rest off, I was set on the rest, and I finally went to the doctor one day, and they examined me, and they told me, his doctor told me, they wanted to see me later, and asked somebody to send something else to me, and he said, well, you can go back to camp now. So I went back to camp. Next day I come back to the mess hall, so they shut me back. Got back to the colonel, and he said, what happened to you yesterday? I said, well, the guy told me to go back to camp. Who was it? The guy. But anyhow, I was in the hospital over in Scotland about 2 months, freaking dead. And
what was wrong?
Rheumatic fever. I told my captain, the company there, I said, no, when I get out of here, I want to get back to the same country. So you're not going back. But they had me out. I got dead. They got from here, same house that I was. He wrote back. Said they didn't expect me to live. So, anyway, they finally flew me back to New York, in the hospital there for a while. People landed there, they wanted to know what I wanted to eat for dinner. I said, fried chicken. That's a fed up on Brussels sprouts. I can already look at them. Still can't today. And, came from there to Topeka camp there. I was in for 9 months in the hospital. I turned it out.
Well, for someone who was going to be expected to die, you're 95 now?
Yeah.
94. 94? you fooled him.
Narrow escape.
How did you meet your wife?
Blind date. She's a year younger than I was. She was in high school, and one of my neighbors was still going to high school. I would come in with him once in a while. He's the one who got his date with her. And, it lasted.
How long before you got married?
About 2 years. I was 20 and she was 18.
Was she from Kinsley or?
Yeah.
And then did you have children?
Boy and a girl. I got grandchildren after me. I don't think anymore.
Did you have your children after you came back from the war, or?
After? Well, my daughter was born when I was in Texas. Yeah, I'm only with a Red Cross. But he sent orders down for them to send me home. Anyhow, the captain didn't do it, and he fought it after that. I didn't get to come home. She was 6 months old before I was in. She finally came down to Louisiana when I was stationed down there. And then, she didn't bring the baby along with me. And I'd stay with a lady there. She was an old lady. And I had a coffee pot on all the time, chickering coffee. And that's what happened to my teeth, I think. It's in that. But she was that cut out. We didn't bring the baby along. She dips knife and she the back. Got on a cork and even off. She's got a little stick in there and you dip that stuff.
Do you have any family that lived outside of the dust bowl?
We were all in the area at that time. About the size of things, I guess.
Did you ever consider farming after the Dust Bowl?
Oh, I would like to. I had too many brothers. And they all asked me. Some of us had to leave, so. I liked farming. Before I went to service, my wife and I lived out on the farm for 2 years. And she loved it out there. And him came back. I wasn't supposed to be any heavy work. I'd pick up all I could. And we left.
How big was your father's farm?
Well, we had one pasture went section and a half. It was up in Hodgman County. But during the bust little days, the north fence on that got fine. Piled up, got to put a new fence on the top of the old fence. About halfway, dirt pile up around the fence, or it could be a post stick out of the top. We had about a section of the home, and then had about a half section. We were ready.
And one of your older brothers got the farm, or?
Yeah. Always when we were not the third building. Him and my dad was always in the cattle business together and everything.
One of the kids asked earlier about health. Was there any dust pneumonia in your family or?
We never did get it. I didn't know how come. But I sat down there all the time. No gas. He met my hand. Hair. I don't know how my lungs ever stood up.
Why do you think you got rheumatic fever in the Army?
Oh, laying around on staff ground over there, staff all the time, and going back and forth, just waiting too long to go to the doctor.
Did any of your family get dust
on you? No one's ever got dust on me. I was out in a form anyway.
Did you ever get caught out in the field where a storm came up or somewhere else that you had to try to get home?
No. I was going to find the way. Yeah, but here you could go around the circle, then you come to a fence and fall up there. Well, I enjoyed talking to all of you folks.
We thank you.